In order to get a better understanding of workplace anger, Professor, first of all, thank you so much for joining me today to discuss this. But I just want to ask you, in order to get a better understanding of workplace anger, what triggers people to lose their cool, so to speak?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and there's been a lot of research about this over the years, but what the researchers have done is they've narrowed it down to three main causes.
Yep.
And the most common cause seems to be feeling unjustly treated by others in the workplace, or witnessing some kind of injustice. So this might be a boss blaming you for something that you've done, and the blame might be unfounded, or it could even be witnessing this happening to a colleague.
Right.
So witnessing an injustice or having an injustice happen to someone is a major source of anger. The second most common cause seems to be when a goal is obstructed.
People
are obviously busy at work, they have a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
And when their ability to do that thing is obstructed by something or someone, that can make us angry. And the classic example of that is technology. We probably all found ourselves getting annoyed at the computer that freezes, the printer that won't print, and we can't help feel a bit of anger.
Absolutely, I have been guilty of that.
Yes, have I.
Yeah. Professor, also, just looking at anger as an emotion, it is quite common for people in the workplace. It's a feeling that really can't be eradicated, so to speak. But is anger an emotion that depends on the work environment that you're exposed to? I happen to speak to a couple of people earlier in the week about their workplace satisfaction levels, and a couple of people did mention that they aren't satisfied with the way in which they're treated by their fellow colleagues, whether it be their employer, in terms of the lack of acknowledgement that they get. But on the other hand, I did happen to speak to a person who really felt quite satisfied with the work environment in terms of the way in which their flexibility, the way in which they're treated by their fellow colleagues and members. Is anger something that depends on the work environment that a person is exposed to?
Yeah, look, absolutely it does. And look, there are two, I suppose, reasons that people feel anger. One is the external environment. So someone could just be in a particular workplace where they're under a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of unfairness, a lot of injustice, and they're just going to feel angry. The other factor is also the person. So some people are more susceptible to feeling anger than others. So it's like an interaction between the two. So if someone has a low threshold for anger and they're experiencing a workplace that has a lot of these, I guess, anger triggers, then these people are going to become angry quite quickly.
Right. And so just looking at anger from a perspective that provides a positive outcome, how can anger be beneficial in the workplace or in workplace situations? Obviously, we're looking at a changing workplace situation over the last couple of years. It's really built on a really high teamwork culture, a level of interaction and equal opportunity for all. So when we're looking at those factors that makes a workplace that it is, how can anger be beneficial in a workplace given these sorts of factors and settings?
Yeah, look, and before I answer that question, I just want to point out that most of the time anger, particularly the intense anger that can be associated with bullying and poor treatment of others, is never acceptable and never has positive outcomes. But the anger I'm more talking about is the emotion that we feel, and sometimes we simply can't help but feel anger. And it can be effective when we express this anger in a controlled way. So we don't express intense anger, but perhaps something is bothering us, and we make it clear that whatever it is has made us angry. It can bring a problematic situation out into the open that can then be dealt with.
Yeah.
But there are actually two areas whereby researchers have looked at this question. When can anger actually serve a positive outcome for the person who gets angry? And again, this is the more controlled type of anger, but the two areas are in negotiation situations as well as leadership situations. So what the research shows is that when one of the parties in a negotiation expresses some form of anger, then often the outcome of the negotiation can be more favourable for that person.
Yeah, absolutely. And when looking at anger from delivering positive outcomes, just to follow up on that question discussed there, can anger be used from a strategic point of view to deliver positive outcomes? Obviously, sometimes there are various reasons why anger is used. Sometimes, on occasions, it can be used to manipulate, to for personal gain. That's obviously the wrong ways that anger can be looked at. But just touching on the research that you discussed there, and obviously the really good point that you made just there earlier, can anger be used strategically in the workplace to deliver positive outcomes, not just for the person that perhaps may be using it, but also to people around them?
Yeah, look, it can be. Some researchers looked at this in the area of negotiations, and what this particular study actually did is it got people to actually act angry, even if they weren't, and had a look at the effect of that acting angry on the negotiation outcome. And in that particular study, it indicated that the anger actually got in the way of resolving some kind of conflict.
Right.
In that particular study, the answer was no. That being said, I guess the question about whether it can be used strategically, it depends on what we mean by strategically.
Right. Right.
What I would actually recommend is that when people feel angry, they simply don't try too hard to hide it, but express it in a way that's unlikely to create distance between the two parties. If that is regarded as a strategic way of using anger, then yes, I think in that situation it can actually be effective.
Right. Right, so that's a really good point that you make. And another interesting thing as well when looking at anger is we obviously know that stress is one of the major causes of anger, and it has been associated with a number of health issues. We know that anger has been greatly linked to a higher blood pressure, and also a heart disease. How can anger be managed appropriately in a workplace setting? It's not just about the health issues that is widely known, but it can reflect very, very poorly on a person that does display anger towards their fellow colleagues. It can make them violent, I believe. But how can this be managed appropriately in a workplace setting?
Yeah, really good question. And I do a lot of research in my own lab on these types of things. And you're right that stress is often a precursor to anger, such that we are quicker to react negatively to things when we are feeling stressed.
Mm.
So one thing that I suggest is that people get their stress levels under control. And there are many ways to do this, but I suppose that the two ways that I focus on are to do with emotional intelligence.
Yep.
And emotional regulation, and also mindfulness, which can be improved by things like meditation training. But emotional intelligence is really a characteristic that some people have more than others that simply allow them to control their emotions when they start feeling they're getting out of control.
Right.
So an emotionally intelligent person was more likely to regulate their anger such that they form a strategy to overcome it as opposed to losing their cool. And the great thing about it is that a lot of research has been conducted on this in the previous few years, and it seems that emotional intelligence can be trained, and people can always get better in how they regulate their emotions.
Right. But so it really excellent points that you made there, Professor. And obviously, the research that's gone into has been quite extensive, looking at the way in which anger can be channeled appropriately and effectively. But at the same time, it definitely doesn't mean to completely lose your cool in the workplace. Professor Peter O'Connor from the Queensland University of Technology, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate you having this discussion with me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.